by noticing that each of us, every human being, is an aching need for God, the infinite. We are thirsters for the infinite, meaning, I don't intend to suggest otherwise, meaning not simply that a person sits down and says, I need God to get out of whatever difficulty I'm in. I mean much more than that. I mean by a thirsting for God that we are constantly wanting the fullness of good things. We want a fullness of happiness, endless happiness. We want to love and be loved fully. We're never content with 10% or 82%. It's always everything that we want. You'll notice, for example, also that you never, if you have a live mind especially, you're never content with what you know. You want the next bit of news. You want the next item of what's important. Even we want to know the weather if possible. But we want to know all kinds of things without end. We've got an aching need for the infinite. And nothing finite ever satisfies it. That's why people, including atheists, who do not pursue the real God, make idols of things less than God. And so they always want some new excitement, new pleasure, new experience, new something all the time, new stimulations, because there's that endless seeking inside of us for everything, which, of course, we can't have on earth, except in this deep communion with the Lord. That's where a person is beautifully fed, even on this earth. I said that atheists have an aching thirst for the infinite. I know that many of them, perhaps all of them, would deny that they are not seeking God, who is, of course, the only infinite there is in existence. And they deny that, but nonetheless, they are. And everybody proves it in their choices every day. Because, as I said a little while ago, we're never satisfied with what we've achieved so far, what we have. It's always something new again. And a last little observation about this, people who are not pursuing the real infinite Lord, you will find out that in their incessant pursuits of stimulations of by diverse types, they slowly become, when they go all the way, jaded and often bored. An animal, as you notice, cannot be bored. They might look that way. A cow might look bored, but it can't be bored. You have to have spirit, intellect, to be bored. And so the person who does not have God tends to be very much a bored person, unless there's a stimulation going on. And too much of that leads to the sad state of jadedness. We want, therefore, to pursue the only answer to our infinite thirst, the Lord Himself.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Dubé for his series, St. John.